Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Wlander moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wlander scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Carew reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Roseboro moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball four. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Berry reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Perry moves to third. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Belander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Belander. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro scoops up the ball and tags Fisher for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Clark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosboro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards the mound. Carlos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGraw hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody held pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Bob Locker now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.